Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, God morning, great morning. I want to welcome you
good
to
morning.
Declaring Victory. Yeah. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Totsy.
Are you saying Totsy?
I am, yes.
Ah, welcome this morning. Well, we want to welcome you to Declaring Victory. Is this your first time?
No, it's actually my second.
Your second. Cool beans. All right. Well, glad to have you. I'm Reverend E.K., and I'm your host, and I want to welcome you to Declaring Victory.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, prepare to be blessed.
That's a guarantee. Look at this, though, E.K. Moxie is coming right behind. Toxie, right? God be praised.
There you go.
God be praised, though. Hey, Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. I like the sound effect. Boom.
The Eva Vegeta Ganga Altata Eva Yuba Eva
Hallelujah. Good morning, Daymaker. How are you? Yvonne, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning.
Okay.
Amen, amen, amen. Good to hear your voice. Yeah. Hey, this is Reverend E.K.
Dawson. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, happy Friday. Today is our men's day, and it is Favorite Friday, so I want to welcome you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, good morning. This is Marv on the line this morning.
Marv, what's up, my brother? How you doing?
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Yes, sir. Welcome, welcome,
yeah,
welcome.
I didn't know if you got somebody to do the prayer for this morning. I was asked if I could come on and do it, but I didn't respond right away.
Okay, well, we got you down.
Okay.
All right. So I'll let you know in a few minutes. We'll be ready for you.
Okay.
All right. Cool, cool.
Hey, Rev. Hey, Brad. Happy Faithful Favorite Friday. Yes. Stay faithful to him because he'll always stay faithful to us. He's never failing. I love the Lord. Have a good day, y'all.
I like when y'all carry on like that. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I love the Lord, too. I'm guilty. Good morning.
Good morning, EK. It's Miss B. Happy Faithful Friday. Faithful
What's
Friday.
What's going on, lady? Yes. Good to hear you. Good morning. Good morning. Anybody else join the line on this wonderful Men's Day on this Favorite Friday? Hallelujah.
Good morning, Ms. Carla.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning, Professor Pastor Pam. Happy Faithful Friday.
Happy Faithful Friday. Good to hear your voice as well. Amen. Amen. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be here one more time, and I know you are too. Welcome to Declaring Victory. Amen. And we're excited about what God is going to do for us today. Anybody else join us this morning?
Hey, 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 of course. Good morning, Rev. It's
hey.
Petey.
Yes.
Love you, Pam, lifting you up. And I just wanted the victors to know for Bubbly Service, if you didn't see the flyer, it's scheduled for June 8th. In San Francisco. So look for the flyer for those who knew and loved her and want to go celebrate her life. It was a little delay, but God is still good. Love you, EK.
Absolutely. Yes, I saw the flyer. Wonderful. And I'm excited about June 8th, a tribute to our dear friend and sister. Amen, 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 amen. Anybody else join us today on this Men's Day, on this Favorite Friday? Hallelujah. Welcome to Declaring Victory.
Good morning, this is Leomia. Happy
Friday. Good morning, mother.
To
yes. Bless you, mother. I hear somebody else coming on in. Hallelujah.
Yeah, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Who is that, my brother?
This is John, Brother John.
Okay, right on, brother. How are you?
I'm good, blessed by the best. Blessed every day I miss, allowed to see another day.
That's it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well said. Well said. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to welcome all my brothers, our sisters in the Lord. Welcome to Declaring Victory. And we're excited about what God is going to do. We are coming with expectancy in this prayer call. We are coming knowing, anticipating what God is going to even hear, even our faintest cry. Hallelujah. Amen. So we come this morning to give it all to Him, to give Him all the praise, the honor, and the glory through prayer. Amen. Anybody else join us this morning?
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Darcy.
Good morning. Excuse me. Yes. Blessings to you. Good morning. Anybody else want to say good morning before we get started? We're right at our time. Amen.
Good morning, Mrs. Juanita.
Good morning, Juanita. Good morning. Blessings to you. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started.
This is Susie. I just got on the phone.
Okay, good morning.
Can you please say a prayer for me for my left knee? It's all swollen and it's hurting real bad. I'm going to have to try and get in the hospital, in the doctor today.
Okay, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We will remember you in prayer. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Before we move forward, we're going to ask everyone to go ahead and put your line on mute so we can proceed. And I am your host. I'm Reverend E.K. Dawson. I'm the host, and I want to thank you for joining Declaring Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday starting 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it is to edify, empower, encourage, equip you in your walk with Christ. Continue joining us during the month of April, where the monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. The Power of Agreement. Each declare will focus on the effectiveness and the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and the benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. So make sure that you invite a friend so that they can absolutely be blessed. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Make sure you invite a friend. The order of the call this morning is prayer and corporate praise. Amen. And prayer will be by our own Brother Marv. And the declaration will be brought by our own Brother Jonathan. Then we will close and go right into the comments hosted by the declarer. Amen. And we'll close and go into the comments right. Closing comments. Hosted by the declarer. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 5, 37. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. At this time, we're going to ask you to put all your phones on mute until instructed to come off. And now I'm going to pass you to our prayer warrior this morning, Brother Marv. At this time, we release you now into the hands of our prayer warrior in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I didn't get the name of the person and the request for the prayer.
That was Susie, Sister Susie.
Okay. And what was the request? I can barely hear.
I'm sorry. Her prayer request was for pain in her knee.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this brand new day, oh God. We just thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Once again, we come your humble servants come before you, and along with many others, oh God. We exalt your name this morning as we give you honor to, and we give you praise today, oh God. Thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we honor you today, for you are the creator of all things. We honor you today for being such a loving God. And as we approach you this morning with thankful hearts, thanking you for hearing our prayers. We thank you, dear God, for being our provider. We thank you, dear God, for being our protector. We thank you, dear God, for being our guide from day to day. For in your word, it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by you. So today, I pray, oh God, that you continue to order our steps on this new day, oh God. In this moment, I pray, dear God, that you forgive me and others of that are hearing my voice of our transgressions against you, oh God. Your word says that you are faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Oh, Father God, I just come right now asking you, oh God, that you create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. Lord, I even pray that you would help us to reconcile with those that we have wronged. With that in this moment, Father God, for we desire to give you our best. It is in our desire to live a life that will glorify you, O God, that will give you praise, O God. Show us how we can serve you better. Show us how we can be better servants. Show us how we can better maintain our lifestyle of godly people. We know that no man can serve two masters. And we choose, oh God, to serve you today, oh God. We choose, oh God, to serve you as the only true and living God. We need you, oh God. We need your divine help. And we call on you today, Jehovah Adonai, our Lord, the Holy One. We call on you today because we need you, oh God, and we can't do nothing without you. Father God, right now, we ask that you would help us not to be caught up in religion, but to be caught up in the Spirit. We pray, oh God, that we would be one with you. That today, oh God, that as we live out our life, that we would live out our purpose for you, oh God, and do what is right in your sight. Today, oh God, show me and show others how we can be more helpful to your kingdom. Show me how you can live. I can live a life that is more of a constant praise to you, oh God. Dear God, there may be others hearing my voice that are also experiencing a season of bereavement. Look upon them right now, Father God. Give them the loving care that they need in this season of loss. Help them, oh God, to be able to get through this season, oh God, experiencing the challenges that they are dealing with in this moment. Help them, oh God, to be able to get through this season knowing that you are our help in this moment of time. Someone may be experiencing health issues, such as Susie and maybe many others who are hearing the sound of my voice today. We pray, oh God, that you would meet each and every one of them according to their needs, oh God. Touch their bodies right now, God. Touch them with your healing virtue, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch minds right now, oh God. Touch right now, God, and we agree right now in faith that you will do what you said you can do in your word, oh God. We trust and believe today, knowing that our faith can bring about the results, and it would also lead to a testimony that we would be able to share with others that you have done a miracle in our lives. So today, God, today, dear God, do another miracle. We believe you today for another miracle. You've done it in the past, and we believe you today that you will do it again. We pray for our families. Let there be healing and mending of relationships. Let our children see healthy examples of forgiveness and restoration, which will cause them to have hope for a better future. Father, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus that you will move in a mighty way, oh God, that our children will be able to see examples of how to live godly lives. And even though many of them may have gone astray, Father, we pray, oh God, that they will come back and they will return, because your word said, train up a child in the way that they should go. And many of them have had training. Many of them have been guided in the right way. And we pray, oh God, that the door will still be open, that they will come and understand that they are welcome to come back in. We pray for their safety. We pray for good leadership today, oh God, in our communities. We pray, oh God, that you would just see the disarray that is taking place. And we pray, oh God, for unity. We pray for safety. We pray, oh God, that everyone will come together and be supportive of one another. Dear God, look to each and every individual who is on this line right now this morning. And Father, we pray that you would meet each one of them according to their need today. Father God, some may need financial blessings on this day. And we pray, oh God, that you would meet them according to their need. There may be someone today struggling with marriage issues. Father, we pray that you would meet them according to their needs and men relationship. Father, someone here today may be having problems on their jobs and they don't know what to do, but we know, God, that you're one that is able to take care of every need. So, Father, we pray, oh God, that you would give them comfort in knowing that you will work everything out for the good. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, there's someone who may have a wayward child and don't know what to do. They're at their wit's end trying to figure out how to make things work for them. Father, we're praying that you would give them an ability to be steady and knowing that you will work everything out for good. All they have to do is call upon you and put them in your hands, and everything will work out soon, and just trust and believe that it will be. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we need your help, oh God, in every area of our lives. Father, because we know that if we just have faith in you, that we don't have to worry about anything else. But right now, God, work it out. Right now, God, every voice that we have on this line as they begin to come on and begin to join me today, God, all I want to say, oh God, is work it out. Work it out in this moment, oh God, as others come in and join me in prayer, that they will begin to speak according to their needs and their desires, and even in speaking in tongue and their voices of heavenly voices. Father, we just want to say, work it out. Work it out, dear God, today that we can see your manifestation in our lives, oh God. Work it out, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Whatever the need is, whatever the cry may be,
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
And as you begin, oh God, we ask that everyone would just begin to put their phones on mute again, and as we just continue and as we go forth to end the prayer, Father, once again, I just say, work it out. Whatever the situation may be, the cry goes out to you today, oh God. There may be many here today. They may resonate with the words, work it out. Work it out in our lives. Work it out in our situation. Work it out in our homes. Work it out in our communities. That is my cry today, oh God, that you will work it out. And so soon, one day, we will be able to come and say that the Lord worked it out in my situation. So we thank you today, dear God. And we just forever give you all praise. We forever give you all honor. We forever give you all glory because you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, we end this prayer. Amen. 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 Glory to God. And at this time, hallelujah. I guess we turn it over to Brother Jonathan.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, my brother, my young brother.
Good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. His name is Jesus, the righteous Lamb of God. Lily of the valley, bright and morning star, Jesus, he's my everything, and I am happy just to know I am his child. Jesus, 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 there's something about your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let all of heaven and earth proclaim kings and kingdoms. Thank you. We'll all pass away, but there's something about that name. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name, Jesus, Jesus Christ, my Savior, we have the victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God, we agree with heaven today that you are working it out, that we are the victorious. Thank you. You are a mighty God, terrible in all of your ways. You are the King of glory, and we simply invite you in. Thank you. We invite you in. We welcome you into this space. We welcome you into our current space, our current mind. We welcome you into the space of our life. We welcome you in the place where we thought the enemy was running rapid. We welcome you and all of your attributes. He said, "He can't decide the Dios and the Jose. He covers it all, God, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Aya, Rarabashibo, they see. We welcome you. Hear the Babos about it. We welcome you. Father, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you. We say thank you. We welcome you. We welcome you, mighty King. We welcome you, your majesty, into this place. We lift our hands as flags of welcome. We construct our praise and our worship in this moment as a throne for you to sit on in our atmosphere and reign as the great King that you are. Father, thank you. Rest. 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 Restore. Sukkot amongst us. Tabernacle here. Do it now. The peace we agree, it's ours. Thank you, Lord. And we give you glory. Sha-da-da-da. Oh, bye. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you. Oh, God, may the tears that have been cried be bottled up and made valuable in your sight and in your eyes, in your hand, in your breath. God, do it now. Lift the bowed down head. Encourage the heart of the discouraged. Prove yourself yet again. We'll give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll give you praise. We thank you for the sound of the champions. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
To God be the glory. I am Jonathan. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing? It's so good to see, hear you. We are talking about the strength or the power of agreement. Forgive me, I'm a little stopped up. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you hear me go off just for a moment, bear with me. I've not left you dry, high and dry, and left you hanging, I promise. But I just want to make sure everything is okay. Do me a favor, after all of that, can y'all do me a favor? Double check, triple check, quadruple check your phones to make sure that they are on mute. For the integrity of the call. I want to talk a little bit today, and I promise I won't be before you too long, but I want to open your mind and help you do some thinking as we're beginning to talk about the power of agreement. So do me a favor, turn into your Bibles. Just to get the place ready, go to Matthew chapter 18. And I want you to just stay right there for a minute. 18 through 20, very familiar passage of scripture. But I want to talk to you, give you some points. When you begin to talk about the power of agreement, according to scripture, let's read. Let me show you what is happening when you have proper alignment and agreement. Matthew 18. All right. Matthew 18, 18 through 20. Truly I say unto you, excuse me, I'm reading the NIV version. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven again. Truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything, I need you to look at that highlighted, bolded, italicized it. Anything they ask for will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am and will be with them. Very familiar passage. And I know sometimes we get to the place and it says that where they gather together, and then, you know, certain preacher will put his hand on his ear and say, ah, here to tell you that, that when you gather, it'll be given to them by the Father. And everybody shouts, whoa! They slip over a few backwards, tear up chairs, and then leave and leave us to fix them. But here's what I need you to understand. Thank you, Lord. Here's what I need you to understand about agreement. You have to be careful, especially in this season. You have to do your due diligence when you are dealing in the realm of agreement. When you're dealing in the realm of agreement, in the laws of agreement, you have to understand that this word agreement is very similar. And sometimes even can be used in parallel or in conjunction or in at the same time with the word covenant. Now, for those of you that know me, you know that that is one of my favorite words, covenant. And when you begin to deal with agreement and covenant, what you're dealing with is the ability of heaven and earth. For what you're dealing with is natural and supernatural binding themselves to each other. Okay, so when I say to you, you have to be careful about what you agree to, you have to be careful what you put your signature on, whether physical or spiritual, you have to be careful because what you don't want to do is find yourself in agreement with something that is absolutely against heaven. Now, Brother Jonathan, how can you dare say that we can agree with stuff that heaven doesn't agree with? We do it all the time, sure, don't worry about it. We do it. You know how we do it? Because we do it because grandma did it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. We do it because Pawpaw did it. We do it because Aunt Jeannie did it. We do it because Uncle Bobo did it. We do it because Mama did it. We do it because Daddy did it. We do it sometimes and don't even know that we are doing it. Why is this a thing? Let me give you some directions or directives in covenant and agreement. See, when you deal in covenant and agreement, the first thing you have to know is that it is exactly like taking a cord and binding a cord together to strengthen the cord, not only to give more strength and depth and purpose to a cord, but then you take that cord and bind two or more together. So the idea of agreement and covenant is the idea of binding. Legally binding. Legally obligated. Oh my. Legally, spiritually, naturally, you have come to the agreement that the two of you agree on this thing. How can two walk together unless they agree? That's scripture. So when you begin to talk about the power of your agreement, do you realize that sometimes we agree with the enemy? Totally bad idea, but we do. And watch this. When we talk about what covenant and agreement brings to the table, one of the things it brings to the table is stability. Stability, protection, and strength. You are legally binding yourself to an idea, a thought process, a pattern of way of doing things. You give the idea strength, protection, and stability. The reason you have to be careful is because what you don't want to do is be in a binded contract with any enemy against you and against heaven. Could you imagine that some of the stuff you go through is because you have opened your mouth and said something out of it, or did not pray properly concerning a thing, and now you have been tricked, hoodwinked, and bamboozled by your adversary? Do you know that there are times that your words are the words that bind you? That your words are the words that the enemy takes before God in the courts of heaven and say, you see, this is what they said. I agree with them. And because of what the law of agreement is, they got to have what they said. We need you to think about that. How many times, thank you, Lord, have you said, "Ooh, this is absolutely killing me"? How many times have you stated out of your mouth the negative connotations of your life? Ooh, if I go over there, it's just going to take my breath and be wondering why you walking around. Ooh, I can't. That just makes me sick. Ooh, these chips is going to be the death of me. You have caused the enemy to become stable in his footing in overtaking your life. As I begin to prepare, one of the places that the Lord highlighted to me is the book of Joshua, chapter 9, very, again, familiar passage of scripture. But in the book of Joshua, Joshua had now been promoted to head leader of the whole camp of Israel, and now is met with the task of overtaking and overthrowing the land. And some of the enemies, thank you, Lord, some of the enemies realized how powerful and strong that they had begotten. And in their strength, they realized that the Lord was with them. And the Bible says that the Gibeonites got together amongst themselves and began to plot and say, let's do it like this. This is what we're going to do, okay? We're going to get some stuff. We're going to get some food. We're going to get some old food and tell them that we come from a far off land. We're going to get some clothes. They play dress up. When I tell y'all, talk about playing the part, if playing the part was a person. And so they get their clothes and they get these ragged and beat up clothes and they get all this stuff that suggests they probably rolled around in the sand and in the dirt and made mud and rolled around in it and rubbed their face and begin to put these faces on of depression and like, oh, we've been beat by the elements. And I can imagine that they are plotting, they're gathering all this stuff. They're gathering out of the garbage can. They go to the garbage can and begin to put together a theatrical performance. Ha! That was trash. That a breach. That was trash. And they go through the trash. And they begin to put on wardrobe. They find clothes. The Bible says that they find old wineskins. Not only do they find old wineskins, you have to understand that the wineskins, what they held wine and oil with, was made usually from the skin of an animal and sometimes the stomach. Where they had the stuff with the milk in. I can imagine that some of their milk had probably become old and curdled and it stunk and it smelled bad and it had the evidence of trash. It did. It looked like trash. It smelled like trash. If it walked like a duck, talked like a duck, maybe it's a duck. Quack, quack, quack. And so they did all of this just to deceive the Israel leaders, just to deceive the Israelites. They did all of this to be in agreement with them. When you begin to look at that in chapter 9, what you realize is, oh, thank you, Lord. What you begin to realize is that not only did they do this, but they even got some old food to bring to the table. See, when you understand that in scripture, food is one of the ways that covenant is established. Not only is food a way that covenant is established, but food is also a way that covenant is reminded. Prime example, New Testament representation of the whole, I stand at the door knocking. And if you open the door, I'll come in and sup with you. What Jesus is saying is, when you hear me at the door knocking, and you open it up and say, come on in, I am now invited into your situation in your vulnerable place, but I'm not just going to stand there. What I'm going to do is get down with you in your vulnerable place. Remember that tables back then were not tables that set up, but when you came to eat, everybody was in a vulnerable state, which meant I'm in a position of recline. I trust you in this moment. I'm trusting that you are going to be a good host in this moment. And so they now get them in the vulnerable position and feed them trash. You got to be careful what you agree with. If you pay attention to this story, this is one of the times where you do not see the people of God go into prayer about this agreement. So when you understand that prayer and the prayer life moving into the place of agreement is a important value in your life, Bible says that they feed this to the leaders, and they realize, oh, because of this, we are now in covenant. We are now in agreement. As I began to pray earlier, you heard me say, God, we invite you in all of your attributes. When you begin to deal with agreement and covenant, when those two I persons, those two ideas come together as one, I now on both sides invite the totality of me into the situation. I invite the complete understanding of who I am into the situation. I invite the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. You see why you got to be careful what you come in contact with, what you come in agreement with. And so now the Gibeonites have fooled the people of God. Bible says that when they find out, it took the leaders to calm everybody down. It took Joshua to calm everybody down and say, hey, we can't do anything to them right now. We can't do anything to them because God honors the covenant. God honors this agreement. But what we can do is we can make them wood choppers. What's interesting to me is even though the Gibeonites understood who Israel was, they also understood the power of agreement. Because when they first come on the scene, the first thing they say to them is, we are y'all servants. We your servants. Your servants came from a long way. Because we've heard the good things that the Lord has done, and we want to be in agreement with you. Watch this. This now means that whatever I'm against, you are against. Excuse me. Whatever you are against, whatever you're fighting, we're fighting together. And so when you continue to read, you find out that the enemies of Israel now become the enemies of the Gibeonites, and they now say, since they did that thing, we gonna come up against the Gibeonites. And the Gibeonites made a phone call. Hey, Joshua, remember that time you said we was in agreement, and your supply is our supply is your supply, and if our needs need meeting, you can meet our needs. If we in the fight, you in the fight, we in the fight, bro, and we need your help. And when you talk about the power of agreement, you have to be so very careful what you come in agreement with, because then you are called to battles that you are not called to fight for. But because God is on your side, because God was on the Israelite side, and because they had become one in agreement, now when the Gibeonites called for help, Israel has to show up. And the Gibeonites was okay with this because what they were saying is, listen, we saw what God did for y'all. We don't want to be wiped out. But it could have gone a different way. It could have been y'all didn't have to trick us into this. It could have been that God saw your heart and said, we'll handle this like this. But because the agreement is based on deception, now I have to pray about everything I do with you. The Bible says that they come. God speaks to Joshua and says, don't worry about it. I've given this great army into your hands. And the Gibeonites are saved. Israel is lifted. God is glorified. And the enemy is turned against itself. This is one of the time where we see Joshua in the middle of battle begin to declare, son, don't move, move, don't move. And they won battle. Stability, protection, and strength are the threefold cord bound together in each other, for each other, in agreement. In the place where I wavered, I now pick up stability. In the place where I could not protect myself, I now pick up protection and security. In the place where I could not pick up by myself, I now pick up the ability to pick up strength. See, when you're dealing in agreement and covenant, it is literally that the weak part of you never is exposed because of the strong part of me. And the weak part of me is never exposed because of the strong part of you. And so when you are in agreement with something, you have to know what you're in agreement with. Ask questions, pray about it, get the proper answer. Because you don't want to be in agreement with something that is totally against who God has called you to be.
And so, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. Understand that the cord that binds you together or binds you to a thing is the strength that binds you together. Now, later on, we see what happened when Saul stepped out of place and went against the covenant of God, went against the agreement of God. It cost him. So this is what I encourage you. As we are on the 19th day of this month, I say that there's still time. There is time for you to pray the prayer, Father, in my life, where I've come into agreement and cut covenant in places that I should not have, spiritually or physically, mentally or emotionally, or even in my finances, I first ask you for forgiveness. Forgive me for operating outside of the parameter of which you have designed for me. Second, God, I come out of agreement with the will and purpose of this thing that's illegal. But God, don't leave that area void. Holy Spirit, I come and ask you to allow the blood of Jesus to speak for me in this area, not leaving me exposed. Father, I ask you to renege on the reward of the illegal covenant and ask you to be my reward now. The power of agreement, the power of your covenant, is nothing to take lightly. Generations can be saved or stopped, grow or stunted, prosper in the wealthy things of God or in the wealth of hell. Yep, I said it. Simply because of what was agreed upon. Here's my suggestion to you. Here's my suggestion, and we'll move from here. Search out your life. Ask God to search you. Be receptive to Him searching you. Ask Him to show you. Be receptive to Him showing you the places that you have made illegal agreement with. Don't be beat up because of past decisions, but from this place, grow up and grow in God. Well, ladies, gentlemen, friends, it is that time of the morning where I would love to allow you to come off of mute. And if you will, say good morning if you have not had a chance. So let's do this. As the order of the call is, first the men, the gentlemen, my brothers, for those of you that are on and would like to say good morning and have not had the chance to say good morning, please do so now. And then after the brothers, any new time callers or first time speakers in that order. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Brother John saying good morning to all you brothers, man. Everybody on the line, God bless you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day and a beautiful weekend.
Good morning. You say your name is Brother John?
John, yes, sir.
Oh, well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Blessings, blessings. Happy Friday.
It is indeed a happy Friday.
Hey, y'all, y'all, y'all.
That's LDE.
Hey, thank you for once again representing the men of God. And you have a great day.
Bless you, brother. All right, any other brothers?
Hey, I'm loud. Appreciate you. Good word, man. Good word this morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
All right. If there are no more brothers, anyone that is a first-time speaker, hello, hello, or this is your first time on the call, good morning, good morning. All right. Well, you know what that means. Ali, 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 oxen free.
Good morning, Brother Jonathan. This is Catherine. This is Kat. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother. I see you been consecrating.
You know what? I got my teeth.
Good morning. It's Denise. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday!
All right. Well, questions, comments, concerns, dealing with your agreement, a question about agreement, a question about covenant, talk to me. All right. Well.
Hey, John. Hey,
no.
John. Where you going?
Right.
Where you going? Where you going?
Right. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Right. Go ahead, D.
No, I wanted to tell you, I didn't text the wrong Jonathan because I didn't have my glasses on. And they texted me back and said, Dion, you got the wrong number. I did not teach. You done taught your face off this morning. Then come up and well, all right. No, you don't get to teach your face off. And start delving into deliverance and then be like, all right, then bye. No. Real quick, there were two gentlemen, John and I think, did he say Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just wanted to know who invited you to the call, and we welcome you. Glad to have you here. You may no longer be on the call. It's fine. Okay. You taught your face off, though, Matthew. I enjoyed you.
Okay, going on mute. Bye.
hey, Brother Jonathan.
Wait, Dee Dee. I was waiting. Right, I can't even get it out. Hey, Dion, he been consecrating. You know, Phil taught on consecrated heart last night, so he was in good posture to receive. That's why he talked so well. But anyway,
bless God.
Right. His brother, he said God. Hey, you know what I thought about, though, Jonathan? How easily we could be standing in a conversation, or as they call it, the water cooler talk, and somebody be talking, we study nodding our head saying, that's right. And how easily we can come into agreement. My daughter was sitting in the car and I asked her a question. She was like, yeah, that's so-and-so-and-so. I said, well, how do you know that? Do you drive for them? I said, you just like your dad. Y'all just agree to anything. Could y'all stop doing that? Because y'all put us in a bind. But just be mindful, you know, how quick you answer a question. Pray over it. Wait a minute. Yield. And before you answer a question or say yeah, realizing that you're saying yes to agreement for whatever it is. But great, great teach. Yes, great teach. Great
all
teach.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people would say, I believe Dee was next. I'm real cautious about fast talking people. You make me nervous. And fast talkers make me nervous, but I don't know if I can say I piss them off. I make them mad because I'd be like, hold on, because sometimes come on, let's rewind that. Can you say that again? Can you say that again to me a few times? I'll say that enough times and you'll be like, you heard what I said. I might have heard what you said, but I didn't understand. So do me a favor. Slow it down about 30 notches and then give it. You know what you do? This is what I need you to do. I need you to say that to me in layman's terms. I want you to imagine if I was like a third grader, a pre-K. Let's say pre-K. Can you nursery rhyme this to me? Because, and I say stuff like that because people who fast talk, when they fast talk to you, they be done fast talk, then double talk, and you done agreed to something, and you don't know what you agree with, and then they be the ones that be like, remember we did talk about it. Remember that time we were standing over there, and they can recall you all of the stuff that you know. Remember you was wearing that yellow shirt with the dot on it, and I was like, oh, that's pretty. And you said, yeah, I got this over there. And they'll recall the whole conversation. But because they done double talked to you, you remember the conversation, but it take you to go into some time in prayer to be like, ooh. And that's when you start saying words that you got to pray for, because, you know, they done did this thing, and now you kind of mad because you agreed to it, but you didn't pray about it. And so you have to be real careful asking people, tell me your intentions with this. That's why the Bible says you have to be, I'll never have you ignorant. Ignorant means unlearned or unknowing about the ways or the vices of an enemy. Sometimes we're so antsy to be a part of the conversation, which is a whole other deal that you need to deal with, but you're so ready to be just a part of something that you are agreeing to whatever comes with that which you are a part of. And so you have to be very, 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 very careful. Sometimes you have to start your day with, Lord, prune my ears and my eyes that I can see and hear clearly. I believe it was Dee Dee.
Good morning with that good old devotion. Oh, my God, bro, you could have stayed there. And then Brother Marv with his good praying stuff, I was just like, Jesus will work it out if you let him. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. When I tell you, you hit knowledge in my spiritual warfare class notes, because we're so quick to affirm a thing and amen a thing and agree with things, and we haven't listened are really heard with our ears what's being said. So, like Shell said, we gotta be careful. We can't agree to stuff. And then for me, being on marriage number two, hallelujah, that covenant, y'all know it ain't no joke when you're sitting up there before God and you're saying, yes, God, I promise to do this. I promise to honor my man. We have to understand that's an agreement. But sometimes we're so want to be in a cute dress, a pretty dress, and worry about the reception and the guests, but we're not, listen, that thing ain't no joke. We got to understand what we've agreed to. For me, I'm only talking about it because the first one, I didn't understand. My first one, I didn't know none of that. I was in my ice sculpture and my big wedding cake and the guests and the dresses, but let me tell you what I did. I paid attention. So we have to just know what we're agreeing to on all aspects of it. And not just like you said, them fast talking people. And I talk fast, but I listen slow. Because I don't agree to everything. I don't let everybody pray for me. I'm just keeping it at 100. You got to know what you're agreeing to. And when somebody asks you to pray for them, just tell them, go back to the word. Find out what the word says about your situation. And then if you believe it, I will agree with you and we can agree together. So it's a difference. It's not just praying for people, but it's agreeing with. So I love you, Brother Jonathan. And before we go, I need you to go back into some more devotion because you was taking me in this morning. I love you, and I'm glad you are feeling better.
Thank you. I'm going to disagree with you, though. Disagree with you right there because I don't want to be in a pretty dress. I'm just going to let you know that now. I don't agree with that.
Well, you know what I'm saying in that suit. Just be suited.
I don't want to be in a pretty dress at all. No, thank you. No, thank you. But yeah. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Oh, man. This is so
Jonathan,
important.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, I just lift my hands. I surrender. Listen, this right here, what you talk, oh, my God. I had to text somebody and come out of agreements with them early this morning of what was planned on happening for today. You know, I'm like, wow, Lord, thank you. You know, so God be praised for this declaration. Man, whoo, you said a lot, but hey, I lift my hands. That's all I got to say. I surrender.
if we ever understand, and see, this is the trick of the enemy. Some of us think that because we are in the agreement with the enemy that we can't come out of it. Mm-mm. Do you know, biblically speaking, first of all, covenant is one of my favorite words. That's one of my words that I like to, like every time I go look at it, I see something new, I see something different. But it was such a weighty thing that in order for you, first of all, let's deal with it like this. When they, a good example of it, and I think I've said this before, is when Abraham had the sacrifices set up, and part of this is what marriage represents, is that Abraham had the animals split and had them ready. And had a bloody, it was all bloody, and it was a bloody mess, it was a bloody trail. And when they did those situations, when they created these kind of agreements, when they created these kind of covenants, what would happen is the parties involved would walk between the animals. But as they walked between the animals, however it was designed for them to walk, the first time you walk, you might be able to recognize, oh, that's their footprint, that's their footprint. But what in actuality, what would happen is they would begin to walk through and tread the blood, hallelujah, and tread the blood so much so that you could not tell whose footstep was who. Thank you for the blood. So. After they've walked through this and created this contract, created this blood seal, created this thing, the only way that you could get out of a covenant was if there was one greater than this one. Say it with me again. Thank you for the blood. And so this also represented, this is what most people don't understand. Part of the reason why Jesus had to be brutalized the way he did is because he literally became the sacrifice. He literally became, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you in the new covenant. This is my blood, which is in the New Testament. That anytime you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. Oh, thank you for the blood. And so when you look at this, representation of this agreement or the covenant, it was to signify that if any part of the agreement is broken, the person that broke the agreement now has to be done and dealt with like these animals have been done and dealt with. Okay? Watch me now. So if the animal was cut and brutalized, if you did not meet the requirements of the covenant, whatever happened to the animals has to now happen to you. Why is that important? Because no part of the covenant was ever meant to be set up so that you could not do your part. When you deal in the covenant and the agreement, it was set up in such a way that if you got to a position and you know you could not fix it on your behalf, you know that in your standing, for whatever reason, you couldn't fulfill this portion of the covenant, you are supposed to go to the other party way before time and say, listen, I know this is the part of the covenant. This is what we said. This is what we agreed upon. But in this moment in time, I am unable to do what is needed to be done. I am unable to satisfy the covenant right here. Can you assist or can you step in? Say it again. Thank you for the blood. And so because you did not say, I need assistance here, because you did not open your mouth, because you did not say to the other party that this is a portion that I can't handle right now, which did not give the party the ability to go into their reserve and do what needs to be done so that your reserve is okay, because you did not say anything, you are now left subject to whatever will happen when our covenant
was to make sure that you are covered in every area. I hope y'all see where Jesus is important. And so while you're shutting your mouth, or while you find yourself at a place of lack and did not communicate to the covenant keeper or to the agreement of the covenant, you are now subject for judgment. Ooh. Thanks be to God for the blood. And when I am weak, he is made strong. That I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. That because of the blood, I can walk where I need to walk. Anybody else? Anybody?
Hey, Brother Shofar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear you this morning, sir. Thank you for that word. Your declaration just put so many things in order. It made me think about when we don't confess, we re-crucify Christ. It made me think about how Boaz had to go to the elder relative and ask him for permission to be able to step in, or give him the opportunity for him to go ahead and redeem Ruth and Naomi before he could step in and be the one to take the place. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus Christ and to confess our faults one toward another, so that God forgives us. He hears our prayers, he forgives us, and gives us the opportunity to go on now, because of the shed blood and resurrection power of Christ, to go on and be who he called us to be. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. I love you. Good to hear you. Feeling better.
Yes. To God be the glory. Love you, love you. This I'm going to tell y'all, like, the word covenant excites me. This agreement thing excites me. I'm so serious, because even like today is, what are you agreeing with? What do you agree with? What are you agreeing with? What do you agree with? Are you agreeing with the devil that says you're going to be just like your, did you agree with hell? Let's come on. I'm sorry. Let's do this. It's only two places you can agree with. Let's look at it like that. You either agree with what heaven says and has to offer, or you're going to agree with what hell has to say and has to offer. Watch this. And even watch this. Oh, hopscotch. Even in scripture where it says, agree swiftly with your adversary. Do you understand that that is a court case? And in that sentence, what he's saying is, I am your lawyer. I am your defender. In this case, tell me everything that you did. Tell me everything that you did, so that when your enemy, if you've ever had to go to case for anything and you had a lawyer, your lawyer, and if you haven't, we got enough TV, CSI and all of that. Tell me everything, Law and Order. What did you do? And they tell you to tell me everything, so that when your enemy gets up and says, do you know that this is what they did, and this is what they did, and this is what they did, and this is what they did? Yep, I know that that's what they did. But they said that right there is so that when it comes up, that it's not a surprise. Tell me what you did, God. You know I did this. They keep saying it was two. Lord, no, it was five of them. And that was just in an hour. Lord, I did that. Watch this. I am taking the power from my enemy, and I'm not allowing my enemy to tell you the wrong that I did. I'm telling you myself. Okay, now that you told this to heaven, let me show you how heaven is going to work on your behalf. And when you begin to understand that the power of agreement, that heaven always has something to say, now whether you are listening and agreeing is a totally different subject. Stability, protection, and strength are the threefold cords bound in the agreement between parties. Those three things are bound together, and I'll even add security. So those four things are bound together, and now that cord is the binding agent that holds these things together. If you are a person that cooks, you know when you deal with the binding agent of something, it is the thing that holds all of it together. It's the ingredients that separately make the cake a cake. Anybody else?
Oh, man. Jonathan, you know, when you deal in this deeper tread of waters, especially for people who have not, and this is no slight to anyone. This is not trying to make you feel bad or none of that. But when you've not studied the nature of true covenant, and when you don't really understand the power of covenant agreement and relationships, mm-hmm. a lot of people have lost their lives based on covenant agreements they didn't necessarily know they've made. Mm-hmm. By eating somebody's food, by taking somebody's money, by agreeing with them in word and deed, you've created a bond between you and that person that has the power and authority to give the enemy access to your life, right? How about mm-hmm. this? Our parents, our grandparents made covenants in many cases because of their lack of experience and exposure mm-hmm. with the constructs of the word of God that we are still answering for. And if you don't become aware of the fact that everything is adjudicated, everything is covered and really constructed by the laws that govern heaven, even in the earth. When you start to understand the nature of how kingdoms work, there is always divine rule. When you don't know the word of God, or you don't think to study the word of God, or you don't get into a place where for real you have an intimate relationship with God through the word of God. He is the resurrection. That's not a thing that happened. The resurrection is a human being, right? Only he can resurrect those things which were intended to cause you to die. Right, so it's so much more, y'all. I just want to say this, Jonathan. You taught your face off today, and you really tip it in my share for next Wednesday, and I'm gonna expound on it next Wednesday because my son, and I'm gonna say this now, my son lost his life based on covenant agreements that he made in ignorance. Right. And it is also tied to some other things. We'll talk about it on Wednesday. But I want y'all to pay attention to what you agree with, who food you eat, who money you take. It all that stuff matters. Mm-hmm. We don't think it does, but all that stuff matters. That's all. Shutting up.
My granny said, baby, you can't eat everybody's cabbage. It'll kill you. My grandma used to say that, for real. And I went to chef school. I went to Job Corps, and my chef said, that ain't true. To this day, you say what you want. Baby, I don't need everybody cabbage. my great-grandmama would say that. She said, you can't eat everybody cabbage. It'll kill you. I don't eat everybody cabbage.
Yeah, but it ain't just cabbage. Mm-hmm. It's so much more. It's so much more than that. There are times in the Old Testament
where somebody would come and say, do you remember the covenant you made with me?
Mm-hmm.
No different. Even I'll even give you Daniel. Another reason why he did not want to eat the king's food is because he did not want to come into agreement with his kingdom system.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It didn't have nothing to do just with his countenance and him proving his God. He knew that if he ate their food, he was coming into agreement with their system.
Yep.
It's a real thing.
Listen.
Hey, John, did you talk? I can't hear you. John.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you was talking, Dee? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear nobody.
Oh, no, that was your phone being special.
Oh, it is special. If it ain't the earbuds, it's the phone, huh? I'm like Kat, though. You know, coming out of agreement with some things, a lot of times we miss and we don't even know with our, you know, our lineage came in agreement too. And we have to learn to be able to learn some of these prayers that break generational curses because we've agreed to some. I didn't realize that my the paternal side of my kids, dad was a Mason. That's enough said right there. So now I'm trying to break curses or come out of agreement for their father's sake, just so they won't be a product of what was going on in that. So, yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. It's persistent.
Good morning.
Sorry to hear you not sounding so good. I know what that's like. I had a virus a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still kind of recovering, but, you know, most of it's gone, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like a deer stuck in headlights this morning. You know, I'm looking at something, and I hear you. But I don't completely understand it. But I comprehend it. But I don't completely understand it. And I'm sure I'm not speaking just for myself. It feels very weighty. Very weighty. And, you know, I have questions coming up in my spirit saying, you know, I sense like a cloud over my head. And I don't know how to deal with it other than to dwell in it and understand it and talk to the Lord about it. That's the beginning stage. Again, you know, it almost feels like, and I know it's wrong, there's nothing but the enemy because I know the word of God in that regard. But it feels almost like the word impossible comes up. And I'm like, wow, this is really, this is heavy. This is weighty. This is different. This is a whole different understanding. God only knows what's out there in your bloodline. I think about the covenant that I did not break, but the person I made the covenant with broke it. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Like you, I like covenants too. And I don't even know why I like covenants, but I know I do. I also honor them. As far as eating from someone's plate or eating someone's food, unbeknownst to me, the ignorance of it all, I didn't know that I was coming into agreement with something. That weight looms over me when you said that. Something else you said about, let me get this right, because like I said, I'm consumed by it, and I'm going to have to listen to the playback and sit back and sit with this and then get in and dwell in this understanding because I never thunk it. Something you mentioned about a person that breaks a covenant, and you referenced it to a wounded or a bruised or beat up or mutilated animal or something, a sacrificial animal? Did I get that wrong? And then my mind went there. Anyway, I hope I'm making sense, because I'm saying things that I'm not sure I'm making sense with. But that's where I was with this teaching. It is deep, but necessary. That's all I can say.
And so, from listening to the response, my first thing would be always to say, I absolutely would encourage listening to the playback. Something like this is not I'm gonna grab it and get it the first time I hear it, because what you heard today is not just the one-time look at the word covenant. What you heard today is multiple years in study time about covenant. So it may take, that's the first thing, it may take you some time to totally unravel, unfold, understand the complete of the word covenant. The other thing I heard you say was impossible. I agree. It is absolutely impossible for you by yourself. However, because of the covenant of the cross, through Christ is where the ability to look into it becomes accessible. So when you in your own strength, it is very far from possible, but it is something that you have to spend time in God, asking specific questions, asking the hard questions, asking questions that you don't want to ask. Sometimes we don't ask questions because we don't want the answer to them because of the responsibility of the answer. And so even in the fog that there is, or that you are sensing right now, that's a part of some stuff being broken. That's one, the acknowledgement of, hey, daughter, I need you to look at and understand. And so it causes you to have questions, and now it causes you to seek God in that issue. Anytime you find yourself in a cloud dealing in the word, that simply means go deeper. If you stand sometimes where I go in Richmond, certain parts you can stand and look out, and all you see is cloud. But if you go deeper and beyond the cloud, there's whole neighborhoods and sanctuaries and estuaries, and there's a whole living organism behind the cloudy place. And so now you just have to take the time and the diligence to search it out, but don't try to eat the entire elephant in one bite. I think it's an old African proverb, one bite at a time to consume big elephant. And so in this, it's going to take some time. God, what is it about this part of the covenant? What is it about this part of what was said? That why did this hit me like this? What is this connected to this? It causes questions to come up, and then you can't try to answer these questions in yourself and in your head and in your own logic, but you now have to trust in the Ancient of Days. He who was and is to come. You now have to take solace in the fact that God is all-knowing, that you only know a little bit. That's me, y'all. I'm not building a shed. I'm still at work. That it's some stuff that you got to say, and you got to guide yourself and say, okay, Lord,
And this isn't just for Priscilla, because although Priscilla spoke it and verbalized it, I'm quite sure others are saying the same thing. But you can't, in this moment, you can't try to answer this in your own strength. It's going to take some prayer. Sometime it may take some fasting. It's going to take some study. It's going to take you going deeper into the Word of God, asking God, Father, I know that this scripture says that there are mysteries that concern you and concern me. Open, I just said, prune my ears and my eyes that I see and hear how you will have me to see and hear, that I may see and hear clearly. Prune my ears that I may see clearly, yes. Prune my eyes that I may hear correctly. I said that just like that. And then as it talked about the animal, when you dealt in covenant, the brutalized animal, the animal that was used in the sacrifice for covenant, it was stated that when you did not meet the requirements of the covenant, yes, that would be what your inheritance would be. That's what you would get. If you failed to meet the order of the covenant, yes, what was done here will be done to you. And that was because the covenant was set up so that it did not fail. And the part that I need us to understand, although in Old Testament, but in New Testament, Jesus became the sacrifice for the covenant. And so anytime you find yourself in a weak place and you can't handle it, you are supposed to rely on him. You are supposed to say, in his strength, I need him here now. In the place where I am weak, I pray, Jesus, step here that I can operate in your strength. Covenant is supposed to be that on every side you are covered. Meaning there is no weak, that none of your weaknesses are exposed or exploited. None of them. And so that would be your reward, the same as the mutilated animal or brutalized animal, because you did not step into the place of covering and say, I can't make it here. I'm having trouble here. I'm lacking here. And in all actuality, if we think about the places that we fall, it's because we've not tapped into the totality of the strength of God in that area. We talked about it last night. I got to get myself together over here. Get yourself in Jesus. And that's the part that we have to understand, is that when we have places of lack, meaning I am unable to get to this particular goal by myself in my own strength, I now have to tap in to the promise of the covenant that he will never leave me nor forsake me, that in my weak times he is made strong. And all of this happens by simply saying something. And that's why it was such a big deal. If you got to the place where you could not fulfill a need and didn't say anything, that's why it was an issue. Is because everything that is set up so that you can produce, you didn't even take the time to say, hey, I'm having an issue right here. That's what that part is about. You didn't respect the other party of the covenant enough to say, listen, I'm in a bind. I'm struggling. I need your help. You didn't. That's what it boils down to. You didn't.
You better teach this morning. Come on.
You didn't respect the other party enough to say, listen, I know this is what we agreed on. I know what our terms and stipulations are. I know I agree in January, but something happened between June, July, and August that I'm in September, and I don't even know. I don't know what happened, but I don't know, and I need help. You didn't respect the covenant and the other party to say, I might be in trouble, and I may need some assistance. You didn't respect the Lord that you say you serve, the God that is the universe and all that is created, the God that created all that is, the God that is and was and is to come. You didn't respect God enough to say, hi, God, I fell short here. I don't even know how it happened. I don't know where it came from. All I know is I said that I was going to go with you in this procedure. I was going to follow you all the way in this. And I was planning to, God. I really was. I really was, my heart. But I don't know what happened. I almost felt blindsided. The Bible says, don't make a vow to God and don't keep it, because it's detrimental. Sometimes we got to realize it's not that I don't want to keep the vow, but sometimes in my humanity steps in and keeping the vow is an issue, and so now I have to recognize the issue. God, this is what I agreed with, and I don't want to break it. And so I'm asking you to help me meet this vow. Help me in my weak place. One of my favorite scriptures, it happened twice, if I'm not mistaken. Help, I believe what you can do, but help my unbelief. Help me in the place that I have legal right to be unbelieving. Help me here. Help me. Anybody else?
Brother Jonathan is persistent again. I can't let you go just yet. Okay. I heard what you said. I think I heard what you said. Whether I understood it, like you said, it's not going to be one time. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I'm going to have to sit with. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I understood I heard you. I understood your language. But there's really no but I should say and. I don't know. I guess when you went with the covenant and there's two sides, and I understand what you're saying, I in my humanity, and I have a legal right, I heard that too, that I meant and went into this way, but Lord, somewhere I dropped the ball in the process. I'm taking on my own responsibility in this covenant, okay? Because I want this freedom. And I feel like there's something there, among other things that I'm unaware of. But for now, we'll just deal with the obvious. Even though I did not break the covenant, I still played a part in a role prior to. We'll just say that. I may not see it right now, but I'm sure God can show me things. I'm certain of that. When you said you, I took it as, and I'm okay with that, because I'm growing up being a big girl. I took it as me personally, because I'm the one answering. I'm the one pursuing God deeper. I'm the one. I have no idea what the other individual is doing or not doing, but me. And I'm thinking I'm accountable because of this pursuit and understanding for both parties at this point, meaning that I go before the Lord asking him when I talk to him on behalf of both of us, because I'm unbeknownst. Because God says, pray for those who willfully and spitefully use you. And there's an element there that's obvious, not going into details, but there's an element there that's obvious of someone that blatantly went into this situation with not a good heart, okay, not good intentions. So I guess where I'm going with this, when you said all of that, I want to make sure I'm receiving it well as I can at this stage of understanding. I'm assuming when you said what you said, you were talking directly to me. Even though I would have stayed wholeheartedly and tried to work the covenant out. I'm just going to be honest. I would have done what I needed to do and attempted to. But nonetheless, it is where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
You are. And so this is what I'll say, a couple of things. The first thing I'll say, although you hear it personally, one of the things I did say is this is not just for Priscilla. That's the first thing. The other thing I'll say,
yeah,
is this.
I got that.
There is a place of forgiveness. And there is a place of forgiveness that you have to get to. Lord, I thought I forgave. There's some levels of forgiveness that you have to deal with. And I don't know the extent of that word, but when you came back on, this is what I heard, and I heard it clearly. Priscilla, I don't know if this Chrissy P, you got to forgive.
Say that word again. Say the name again.
Chrissy P.
Okay. I'm gonna say yes on that first name. I'm gonna say yes.
Okay. I don't know.
I've only told one person on this line that name. And that's
okay.
It. So let
that be a sign to you from Jesus. But there's a place of forgiveness. And I think the places that you're trying to deal with it is not even the places that God is trying to, is not the places that God is directing. You keep looking at it going, oh, well, I can deal over here, and you keep trying to put your hands to it, and oh, I can do this, and I got to do this, and I got to, no. Stop it now. The places that need to be dealt with is the place that you're going to have, it's the place that you're scared of. God, I don't move. God, I gotta. You tiptoe to it and then go boop about face. I'm gonna work over here. That's the place that God is telling you, because the issue is the place that you keep tiptoeing to and running from. It's not even the place that you think it is. It's the place that you know that it's going, it's, it is uncomfortable. I felt my voice change. It is uncomfortable. Yep. Ooh, but I can't, that, what are you agreeing with? You can't do it? Okay, you can't. You got it out the way. In your humanity, in your humanness,
in your ability to be a mortal person in flesh and blood. You cannot deal with this. Not by yourself. And that's where Philippians 4:13 comes in play. And so in your dealing to forgive properly, you got to say, Lord, I know right here. This may sound a little offensive, but this is how I hear it. You ain't no dummy. Stop dumbing down for the things of the enemy. You ain't no dummy. Don't dummy here. Go to the thing in the strength of Christ that is the hard thing. Here's what I teach people and what I see since in this moment. If you go deal in the hard place, the place that you keep tiptoeing to and trying to get itch to, just, nope, I can't do that and run the other way. If you deal in that stuff, the thing that you tiptoeing to and running from is the place that everything, most of the things, that once you get it right there, allow the emotions, the feelings, the sensory of that thing, that place, to be what it is. Go in and experience it with it for a moment, like you need to, in the presence of God. Then the stuff that you that's not in order will begin to fall in place. But until you deal rightly there, the other stuff is going to continue to fall apart. Seems like every time I get all of this together, it just unravels. Yep, because the string is attached to the place you keep tiptoeing to and running from. I hope that made sense.
That made a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, brother. Hey, this is Moxie. God be praised. Hey, oh God, it was just amazing just listening and just, you know, receiving on today. And one of the main things that I just, well, just ever since, you know, of course, been coming to a covenant with God, but ever since yesterday, it's just been just such an amazing reminder that I have an oath, I have a covenant with God, who's someone who can't lie, won't change his mind. He loves me. I mean, it was just so much. Like, really, this is an oath that I have with him. It just been so beautiful of understanding that nothing can take me out of it. I'm in his hands, and I'm just so grateful that I'm here and he's mine, and he's conforming me. He's removing those things. I'm plucking those things and, you know, molding me and pressing me and getting me, you know what I'm saying, to the image of his son. I'm grateful. When you see me, you see the Father. I was just thinking about that, like, wow, this is no matter what, until I see him, I'm in his hands. He's going to be molding and, you know, pressing. And, oh, Jesus, I'm just so grateful that by my faith in this oath, in this covenant, God, Jesus, that I can have joy, that I can, you know, be glad. You know, come on, this is an oath with God. It's not an oath with man, like, you know, not to bring up, you know, we're persistent with sin. You know, you could change your mind. I want to be with you now, I don't. No, it's not that. It's not that. God, I'm just excited. I'm sorry, y'all. This is amazing, okay? This is amazing. Oh, Jesus.
Mona said something, and I don't know if y'all caught it. She said, I have an oath. I have an oath with God. Do you know that God is so great
that he made an oath, and then he swore by himself on that oath. The Bible says it like this, that when the word of God goes out, before it returns to him unfulfilled, that before any dot or tittle of it did not come to pass, and this always blows my mind, that heaven and earth would cease to exist. If that happened, his word is still in effect. Boom. Oh my God. His word is still in effect. His oath, his promise is still in effect. If everything stopped being, his word is still in effect. And he's never, ever going to go back on his promise. He's not going to, first of all, he's not going to go to sleep and be like, oh, I'll think about it, I'll let me sleep on it, one. Two, he's not going to wake up the next day and be like, you know what? I don't want to deal with that with them. I'm going to renege. I'm going to be a renege today.
What you gonna be? you gonna be a what, Jonathan?
I'm not gonna be a renegade today. Do y'all understand?
We got the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Nothing concerning you, and I believe this is the message of the season. Nothing that you can say and or do is ever going to allow God to be like, you know what? I don't love you no more. I know. I seen what you did. Come here. I'm not going to do it. I can't love you today. You lied. I can't love you today. I can't. It's above me now. Do you know what that means for us if it gets above God? First of all, if you need to the line, that can't happen. It can never get above God. So the place that we're tripping about is a place that he's trying to actively incorporate you and his everything in covenant. He's trying to actively incorporate you in covenant. When you deal in covenant, you have access to what they have. When you have covenant, you have accessibility to all that they are able to do. You have access in the place that seems impossible to you. You got access and right. And I am weak, he is made strong. When Paul went to God three times about the thorn in his side, some historians record that it could be a physical thing, that it's possible that Paul was a short, blind, fat, bald man. And he went to God about it three times, three different times, and each time God said no. And I can imagine that Paul was like, well, what is this? Why? Which would prompt God to say, because my grace is sufficient. Meaning, my grace
my ability to give you the ability to avail is enough. Yeah. And then Paul sat and thought about it and said, okay. Well, because of that, I glory in my imperfections. Mm-hmm. That when you understand covenant is God trying to make sure you are covered on every side, it makes you live life differently. And it causes you to look at everything because I don't want to disrespect the other party of this covenant. It's a love thing, y'all. All right, anybody? Ouch.
Excellent teach this morning. That's all I got. And I'm shutting up. Amen. It's 8 o'clock straight up and down.
Right. I can imagine somebody looking at the phone going, what? How you want? I ain't nothing else to say. Just leave me alone. Oh, well, it's 8 o'clock on the dot. And Lord, we say thank you because you are, you, yes, you are. You are a covenant keeping God. Before I go on, that's the song. And I'll have to find it again. I encourage you to listen to that song. He's a covenant-keeping God. Covenant-keeping God. You never leave me. You said you wouldn't forsake me, that you're always right beside me. You are covenant-keeping God. So, God, in this moment.
My God, before you pray us out, as my kids would say, bruh, wow. What's your Cash App? Can you Cash App or your Zelle or whatever? How can people sow into you?
Please.
Sow a seed. Woof.
Cash App is, I should know it by heart. It's mine. My Cash App is, wake up. Come on. Acting like it don't want to wake up. Come out of here. Okay, there we go. My Cash App is It's Me, ITSME, or $ JONIME. And when you look at it, there's a picture of Dolce and Gabbana King Cologne on there. Yes, Lord, thank you. So it's $JONIME. And my Zelle, I believe, is my
For Zelle, can you use your email address?
Yes, I believe so. So let me. That's a good question. I guess that's the place I need to. Y'all forgive me. I'm sorry.
Don't be saying yes until you check. There you go.
Get it together. You got to get in position. Get it together.
Is it It's Me 001? No.
No.
Oh, okay. So my email address.
Can you text them all to me? Text it. Oh, text it, and we're gonna put it on Facebook. We'll put it in the victory room.
Thank you. I was just about to ask that. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Absolutely. Hallelujah. And there we go.
So, yes, I'm going to text that information to Dion right now. And I don't want to. There we go.
Thank you.
There we go. So with that, in advance, thank you to everyone. God, I thank you for the moment. So, Father, we say thank you because you are a covenant-keeping God. Thank you that you saw fit even in our fidelity, in our impure, in our finite mind, that you would be so awesome as a king, as a ruler, as a father, that you would set us up for covenant, that you would set us up for victories and winnings. God, we say thank you because today marks the day that we understand that you set up covenant that we could win, that you set up covenant that we wouldn't have to be lost. God, you set up covenant with us in mind, specifically for victory in any and every area. God, that you set up covenant that we would have access to your peace, that you set up covenant that we'd have access to your joy. God, that even in the midst of the cloudy places, the low places, that you are there, that you have spoken word that will cause clouds to open, skies to be clear. God, we say thank you now that you hear, you answer prayer. God, that you provide the answer that is needed. Father, you are Father. You are our provider. You are the provisionary of provision. We say thank you now that every part of the covenant we have access to. And God, we give you all the glory, the praise, the honor, and glory in all ways. So God, we thank you as we go from this moment in time, that as we course through the day and through the rest of our lives, that we will always have an esteem for the covenant that you created, that you've made us a part of. And we'll give you glory. We'll give you honor. We'll say thank you. God, I ask for moments of worship in covenant today, that we realize who you are, what you are, and what you have established us in and around us. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Declare victory, you all. Have a wonderful day. Live your life to the fullness of what God has in mind for you. I love each of you. Bye-bye now.
God bless. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Have a blessed weekend.
Love you guys.
See you on Monday.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.